There's a mitzvah that says, today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin at Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, at the top of the Amud, at the Mishnah. There's a mitzvah that says, Midaraisa, on Pesach night, the first night of Pesach, to eat matzahs, as the Torah HaKadosh says, Be'erev, Tochlu Matzahs. The Mishnah begins by addressing what type of grain can be used to make matzah. Says the Mishnah, Eilat Dvarim Sha'adam Yotzmei Midei Chavos BePesach. With the following grains, a person can fulfill his obligation to eat matzah. These are the grains that may be used to make matzah. Chitim, wheat, soyrim, barley, kusmin, spelt, shifoin, rye, b'shmoel shul, oats. These are the different types of grains that can be used to make matzah. As the Ritva already points out, the Mishnah's teaching us that we could use that different types of grains may be combined to come to the shir kezayis of matzah. The halacha is, it doesn't have to be each type of what matzah does not necessarily have to be made out of one grain. You could combine a number of grains to produce a matzah. In fact, the Ran asked the question. What we're going to learn later in our Masechta, the Mishnah, when it speaks about maror on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph and identifies all of the vegetables which may be used for maror, the Mishnah also points out the zem zem mitzdarfen l'kazayis, that the different types of vegetables could combine to be mekayim the mitzvah kazayis maror. So why, the question is, asked the Ran, why don't we say that, why doesn't our Mishnah explicitly also say that halacha, the different types of grains, as we just quoted, the Tvar teaching us, can combine for hilt matzah. So Ran explains that by matzah, there's no chiddush. Maror, he explains, we want to have a taste of maror. So if you're going to have different tastes combining, maybe the different types, one nullifies the taste of the other. So that's why the Mishnah had to expressly say that they can combine. But by matzah, there's no such concern, because we're not trying to accomplish that we should necessarily have this bitter taste in our mouth. And now we need to be concerned that these different tastes of the matzah that are made up of different grains, one may cancel the other one out. And therefore, there's no reason for the Mishnah to say it's obvious that they could combine. The Maram Shik quotes his father, the Chassam Sofer, that's his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, that even though our Mishnah said that we could use barley to make matzah, l'chatchila, one should not use barley for matzah. He says, because the Gemara says that barley is kosh l'shicha. Barley can make somebody forget what he learned, forget things. The whole purpose of eating matzah is l'man tisker, that we should remember that we left Mitzrayim. So to make matzah out of a food that could cause forgetfulness is not correct. It should not be done. Furthermore, v'yoytzim b'demai. The Gemara in Masechta Sota, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us that Yochanan Kohen Gadol sent out people to investigate throughout Eretz Yisrael, and he saw that everybody was careful in removing truma from their grain, because as we've been learning over the last couple of shurim, if somebody eats truma, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. And therefore, since he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, therefore they were very careful about taking off truma. But they weren't so careful about taking off Meiser. And once you're not careful about Meiser, as we'll speak in a moment, they weren't careful with Trumas Meiser either. Therefore, he instituted that the Amorites aren't trustworthy, that they properly took off the Meisers and the Trumas Meisers from the produce. And when you buy produce from an Amorites, it's considered the Mai, and you have to take off your own Meisers and Trumas Meisers. And therefore, the halacha is that if you buy, that if you have the mai, the question is, can you be yotze mitzvah matzah? And the Mishnah says you are. But my sarisha shenet the truma, so the halacha is that every year, they after truma is removed from all of the grain, you have to take off 10% as my sarishin and given to the levy. 10% of that is given to the koyin, which is trumas meiser. So if you have meiser rishon for which trumas meiser was removed, so then meiser rishon may be eaten, even though it's given to the levy, it may be eaten by everybody. So of course the halacha is, you can be yoitz, and the Gemara is going to delve into this, meiser rishon nitl trumasoi, or meiser shen v'hegdash shenivdu, in the first and second year of the three-year cycle, we take off Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. But if somebody doesn't want to have to take the produce to Yerushalayim, they could be paid it, they could redeem it. Or Hegdish, the same, under certain circumstances, Hegdish could be redeemed. So Allah is grain that's Maisa Sheni or Hegdish that were Niftu, can be used for matzah. The Kahanim, the Challah, we know that when we make a dough, if it's the proper size, we have to take off challah and give the challah to the kohen. Truma, the halacha is, you have to give, as we just mentioned, every year truma to the kohen. These different grains can be used to bake matzah. Avil, says the Mishnah, loy betevel. Tevel is grain from which trumas and maisers were not removed. V'loy b'maiserishin shloy net the trumasoy. The Maiserishin was given to the Levi, but the Truma Gedoyla of that Maiserishin was not removed. V'loi b'Maisersheni, the Hegdish loy niftu, neither with Maisersheni or Hegdish that weren't properly redeemed. Again, all of this will be explained in the Gemara. A person who brings a carbon taida brings with it 40 loaves, four different types of loaves, 10 of each. Three of the types are matzah, chalas, rekikim, and revuka, and one of the types is chametz. And we give one of these loaves of each one of the type to the kohen, and the other nine are eaten by the owners. The same, similarly, the nazir, when he completes his naziris, has to bring eil hashlamim, and with eil hashlamim, he has to bring two types of matzah, chalas and rekikim, 10 of each. And our Mishnah goes on to discuss if you could be mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah with these loaves. Chalas atoida, rekike nazar, osan la'atzma. If a person made these loaves for his own purpose, he was obligated to bring a carbon toida, he was obligated to bring a carbon nazar. And now he has these loaves at home, the matzah loaves, and he wants to use them to be mekai mitzvah matzah. The halacha is ein yoitz behen. You don't fulfill the mitzvah matzah. Oson, but if he made them lika b'shuk, he made them to be available to people who need to buy these types of loaves, then the halacha is yoitz behen. You can't be yoitz in the mitzvah matzah with those matzah loaves. Our Mishnah mentioned various different types of grains that could be used for making matzah. As we mentioned earlier, we're going to have a Mishnah later in the Masechta that mentions all the different types of vegetables that could be used for matzah, that could be used for marah. And the halacha is, as the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Tuf Ayin Gimel, that when it comes to using the different types of vegetables that may be used for maror, we should chatchila use the ones listed first. We should follow the order of the Mishnah. The question is, is that the same halacha regarding the grains of matzah? When our Mishnah mentioned the various grains that can be used for matzah, does the Mishnah mean that you should take as in the order, or are any grains fine? So many... Paiskim are of the opinion that even though we say that by maror, it's not the halacha by matzah, yet the Rama in Siman Tuf Nun Gimel Sif Aleph says, Haminig hu likach l'chatchil l'chitin. L'chatchila, one should take grain, wheat, for matzah. And the Mishnah Brewer says, in Sif Cotton Bays, Mishum the Chu Chaviv, Lordem Beyoiser, Veke Mishum Hidden Mitzvah. He says that there's a hidden mitzvah to use grain. And furthermore, we just mentioned that earlier, that the Chasam Sofer specifically said to refrain from using barley. And another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Pesach Zuta, he says, we just spoke a moment ago about the carbon toidah. And when one brings the carbon toidah, we have to bring all of these different loaves. The halach is that the loaves that are used for carbon toidah have to be made from wheat. So Pesach by night, when we're eating the matzah, we're also thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the nisim that he's done for us. So we're, so to speak, bringing a carbon toidah. Just like by carbon toidah, the chalas that were brought with the carbon toidah were made from wheat, so too the matzah should be made from wheat. So begins the Gemara Tana. Kusman, when we speak about spelt, spelt is a minchitin. It's a species of wheat. Shibol is shul, v'shifayim, oats and rye, mince iron of species of barley. Kusman is spelt, is something that's known as gulba. Shifon, dishra, shifon is something which is rye, is something known as dishra. And shibel shol, and oats are known as shvili tala. That's the way these different grains are known as. Makes the Gemara the point. Hani, specifically, these five grains, the halacha is, could be used for making matzah. Hani in, oiriz v'doichim, but rice and millet may not be used for making matzah. Ask the Hanamili. Actually, the Rishonim point out, the Tzlach speaks about this as well, that our Mishnah already could have been a raya, that oiriz and doichim may not be used for matzah. Because our Mishnah identified the various minim that could be used for matzah, and it didn't mention these species. So it's clear that they're not usable for matzah. So he says that the reason the Gemara first taught us this price that we learned a moment ago, because we might have thought, explains the Tznach, that all oiras and daichen are included in some of the different species that are mentioned in the Mishnah. But after the Gebraisa was very clear in explaining what is and what is not included in every one of these species, so then the halach is that we understand that oiras and daichen were not just omitted from the Mishnah. Oiras and daichen don't belong in the Mishnah, and therefore cannot be used for the mitzvah, not for matzah. So now the Gemara asks, Menani Mili, from where we know this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, V'chein Tana Debei Rav Yishmol, V'chein Tana Debei Rav Blaz ben Yaakov, Amar Kro, the Pasuk speaks on, regarding Pesach, and the Pasuk says, L'soichel of chametz, shivis yomim toichel of matzahs. So we learn from here, Dvar Mabam Dei Chimetz, grains that can become chametz, that can leaven, Adam Yosebei Dei Chavasoi b'matzah, can be used for matzah. Yotza Eile, when we speak about Oyerz and Deichem, ain't boil the chumitz, they are, can never become to full-fledged leavening. Elade Sirochen, it's a form of spoilage. And since it's not really a form of spoil of leavening, you can't use it for matzah. So there's a big machlokes Rishonim, how to approach Oyerz v'Deichem. The Ritva wants to begin at the beginning say that Oyerz v'Deichem can't leaven, but it could sort of become chametz noiksha. But then he disagrees and holds that Oyerz v'Deichem cannot become chametz at all. And therefore, he says that the Ritva says one may eat Oyerz v'Deichem on Pesach because it can't become chametz. And that's the minig of the of many Sfardim, that they eat rice on Pesach, because our Gemara clearly indicate that rice can't become chametz, and therefore there's no concern in cooking or preparing rice and eating it on Pesach. The Ashkenazim, who have a minig of not eating kidneys, the basis for their minig is either because different foods can be made from rice that look exactly as if they were made from flour, because rice could be ground into rice flour, and then you could prepare different foods that will look like real chametz, and people will not recognize that this is rice flour, and that's why you're using it. They may get confused and think it's regular flour that you're using on Pesach, and therefore the minhag became by Ashkenazi Jews not to eat rice on Pesach. Another way, reason why that rice, what minhag became, is because many times rice, different foods that are in the category of kidneys, rice, legumes, corn, different legumes, were grown next to wheat. And there were kernels of wheat that were mixed into those foods. And of course, as we just learned, kernels of food, we have to be concerned, will have a concern, and therefore should not be used. Of course, what is the halacha if somebody doesn't eat kidneys, so his home doesn't have kidneys? Can he serve kidneys, obviously in separate pots and pans and plates, to somebody who does eat kidneys? So he says, the Shukei Chema discusses this discussion. He bases it on the discussion of, if you only eat meat, which is glatt kosher, and you have somebody visiting you, can you serve a meat which is not glatt kosher? He quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yosef Zatzal, who said that as long as you are sure that what you are serving him is kosher, just you have a kpeda, you have certain chumras that this guest of yours doesn't have, you don't have to be machmer. The same thing, we, Ashkenazim, may have a chumra that we don't eat kidneys on Pesach, but it's not necessarily to be considered chametz. And therefore, that's the basis for these two minhagim. So now, Al Gemara said that oyres v'doichin don't come with a chimitz, can't become leaven, and anything that can't become leaven, there is no issue there's no mitzvah matzah, you can't make matzah from such an item. I saw that the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, Oyev Yisrael, explains this Gemara in the following drasha. He explains what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to serve him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to only serve him when we daven, and when we learn, when we do mitzvahs. He says, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do is even with our gashmias to serve him. And somebody who just serves Hashem with ruchnias and without gashmias is not the type of avoidus Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. So he says, that's what the lesson of this Gemara is. Dvar mabom dechimutz. Particularly when you do avoid the Hashem in things that could not be considered avoid the Hashem. The boim dechimutz, they could be misappropriated. Still, the person is makbid, that everything he does, his eating, his drinking, his working, everything that he does, should not boil the chimutz, should not be spoiled, should be pure, l'shem Hashem. That's adam yotzim dechavasai. That's when a person can be considered that he indeed served Hashem as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to serve him. Masnisan says the Gemara, our Mishnah that teaches us that we can't be yotzim mitzvahs matzah with oyres doichin. Says the Gemara, like Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, Dama oyres min doichin hu. He actually holds that oyres is a type of grain, the chayuv and achimutzoi karis, and when oyres would become lev, it would rise, it would be considered chametz gomer for which a chayiv karis. The Tanya Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri oyser oyres v'doichim, he did not allow them to eat different dishes that were prepared from oyres and doichim on Pesach, and they should carve lahachmetz, they can become chametz. Iboilhu. So Nadag Gemara wants to understand this statement that he used karav lahachmetz. What is meant when he said karav lahachmetz? Doesn't mean the kadam machmetz, that not only can ayur zadaychim become chametz, but they become chametz quicker than other grains. We know that other grains become chametz only after 18 minutes. Maybe what he means to say is that Eiruv V'Doichen become Chametz Tig even quicker. Adoma, what he meant to say was, Karv L'Hachman Tzavi, they come very close to becoming Chametz. However, Chametz come L'Havi, they never become full-fledged Chametz. Toshma, the Tanya Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri, Eiruv M'Doichenhu, the Braisa clearly says that he holds that Eiruv is a type of grain, the Chayovim Al-Chimutz Akaris, and if it becomes Chametz, it's considered full-fledged chametz that if somebody eats deliberately on Pesach, Rachman Latzlon, they would be chayiv koris. And odom yoytz by yidei chavos for Pesach, and these types of, and it can be used to make matzah that you can kaim the mitzvah on Pesach. V'kerai Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer regarding karmit, it's also one of the questionable grains. Is it a grain? He said it's considered a full-fledged type of grain that if you bake, you made a dough out of it, Yechai b'chala. Ask the Gemara, my karmis, but what is it? Omer Abaya shetznisa. My shetznisa, Omer Apapa shetznisa, the mishtaka bay kalnisa. They used to find the seed that grew amongst poppy seeds, and he considered it a full-fledged grain. Omer Abba b'chana, Omer Shlokish. Isha shenalusa b'yayin shemen vash. If somebody made a dough with wine, oil and honey, and chayov and achol mutzi charetz, that it would not be considered, even when it rises, that it should be considered chametz, that you should be chayiv for eating chametz on Pesach. Yosar Papa Rav Huna Bered Yeshua, Kamed Rav Idi Bar Oven, Yosar Rav Idi Bar Oven, the Kamen Namnim, he was dozing off. Amalei Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa, my Tamad Resh Lakish, why did he hold that if you prepare matzah when any of these materials, it's not considered chametz. Amalei, the Amal Kro, the Torah says, L'soichel of matzis, shivas yomim toichel of, L'soichel of chametz, shivas yomim toichel of matzis. We learn from there, as we spoke earlier, Dvarim, Shanim Yotim Yedei Chavasim B'Pesach, the various grains that could be used to make matzah, Chayov and Al-Chemutz Akaris, if they become chametz, they're considered full-fledged chametz. For hope, whereas this dough that's made with yain shemen odvash, however, in adam yosef dechavasoi, since you can't bake it for use it for matzah, the reason they can't use it for matzah because such a matzah is a matzah ashira, and the Torah when it speaks about what may be used for matzah says lechem oini, and therefore ein chayav al chametz karis, if it's made into chametz, if it turns into chametz, it's not considered chametz that you chayiv karis. This asked the Gemara. Esrei, Rav Huna Bered Yeshua Rav Papa. It says, Chimchor v'goma. If somebody liquefied bread on Pesach, im chametzu, chanesh karis. If it's bread, if we started with full-fledged bread that one liquefied and consumed on Pesach, Rachman slon, his chayiv karis. The matzahu, but if it's matzah, Ein Adam Yosi Dei Chavos with Pesach. Going back to a sugi that we've learned earlier, because that's considered Shaloi Kederach Achila. Ask the Gemara, V'ahocha, we just established that Ein Adam Yosi Dei Chavos with Pesach, you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah's Matzah with liquefied Matzah. Yet we're saying, Chayovin Achamutze Karis. You still would be Chayiv on liquefied Chametz Karis. So we see that they don't necessarily travel together. Because we can have liquefied bread that you'll be chayiv karis, and liquefied matzah that you won't be yoytze matzah. Isabo, Rav Idi Bar Oven, as this discussion was going on, Rav Idi Bar Oven woke up, Amlu, and he said to the Dardaki, your young children, as the Mefarshim explained, you haven't yet reached maturity in understanding the halacha. The reason Resh Lakish said that matzah that was baked, made with yain shemen dvash, you're not yoytza, because the havelay may peris, they're considered fruit juice, or may peris ein machmitzin, and fruit juices can make chametz. And as we've learned earlier, even though anything that can't become chametz, the halacha is, cannot be used for matzah. And fruit juices can't become chametz. But there's a very big machloikus with Shainim when we speak about fruit juices that they can't make flour into chametz.
What does that mean? Rashi's opinion is that if you made a dough only with may peris, there is no chiyuv koris. It's not considered matzah gemura, but they're still considered chametz noiksha.
Because as the Gemara just said, ein chayovim al chemutz koris. It's not considered full-fledged chametz for which there's a chiyuv koris if one chas v'shalom eats it on Pesach. But there is an isser. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he says that if you used only may peris, make sure that there should be no water, then the halacha is you could use that matzah l'chatchila. However, he says, if you mix the dough with may peris and water, then he says there's an iser b'nar achiv karis. And the Rambam's opinion is that if you use may peris alone, there's no problem. But if you use may peris and water, then there's a chiv karis. Not only is the chiv karis, but it maybe becomes chametz quicker than if you would have just used water alone. So according to Rashi, if you use may peris, it's chametz noiksha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, most lenient, it's if you use may peris even with water, it will be chametz noiksha. If you use may peris alone, it's perfectly fine. According to the Rambam, may peris alone is fine. It's matzah shira. We'll speak in mitzvah shemen ashiurim if one can use matzah shira to be yoitz the mitzvah matzah by the seder. But it is matzah shira and it's perfectly fine according to the Rambam. But if you added water, it comes chametz gomer. We learned in the Mishnah that you can be yoitz with demai or b'maitza. You can use demai or meiser for matzah. Ask the Gemara. The mai, how can we use the mai for matzah? Halai chazalei, we may not eat the mai. And the halacha is that we can't use any food that we can't use, something that we can't eat, you shouldn't be able to use for matzah. Answers the Gemara, kiven de boy mafkala nechsei, the halacha is that a poor person may eat the mai. And therefore, if the person would be mafkar everything that he owns, so have ani, and then he'll be considered the halacha as a poor individual. Where there halacha is oichel demai, he may eat demai. Hash the nami. So even though Baruch Shem, he hasn't been mafker all of his assets, since potentially chazalei, so therefore he could use demai. And as Rashi explains, since we see that under certain circumstances one may eat demai, we see that's not such a serious isser. For were it a full fledged serious iser, that you can never be yaitzus, you can never eat it. Nobody can eat something that's not kosher, even if he's in difficult situations. And therefore, the halacha is that you can be yaitzah with the mai. Since it's an isakal, you can be yaitzah. Tosus the very maskil yaitzin discusses when we say that you can use the mai for matzah, does it mean that al chatchila you could use it? What does it mean? Only b'di'evit. The Tanan, machilan sanayim demai, one may serve poor individuals demai, as achsani demai. The soldiers that used to stay in people's houses, that was the government rule, you could serve them demai. V'amar Abhuna, Tana b'shamay amrim, ein machilan sanayim demai. B'shamay's opinion is that we don't give anayim demai, but v'sachsani demai, but he also holds you can't give the soldiers the mai. However, Beis Hillel's opinion, which we always follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, is machilim, that we may serve them the mai. And therefore, since we find that we're lenient with the mai, that's why we could be more lenient, we could use it for matzah. The Maram Chalva asks, if our concern is that you could, if the consideration of our Gemara, why we allowing us to eat the mai is because machilam asanim the mai and the boy mafker like nechsei you could be mafker, so then you could always be mafker, you could be mafker everything. So when and then what's the point of the Gemara? Particularly, he says that the halach is that hefker is part of me meiser. So if the issue here is that I can be mafker my dough. And then I wouldn't be mechoyev not only in the mai, I wouldn't be chayev in anything. So he says that the only time you could rely on that is if you were mafker it before it became a chuyiv and trumas and maisris. But if you have a dough that became a chuyiv and trumas and maisris, then it's too late to be mafker it and say, well, I was mafker it and I won't be chayiv and trumas and maisris. In order to understand the next Gemara, we should review what was the seder in removing trumas and maisris. So as we discussed, every year one has to take off truma gedayla and give it to the kohen. Midaraisa truma gedayla doesn't have a shear. Midaraisa chita achas peteris as a kri. But Chazal established that a generous person gives a 40th of his tefuah for truma. A average person gives a 50th, and the person who's not generous gives a 60th. After that, we take off 10% and give it to the Levi. And the Levi has to take off 10% from what he received to give to the Kohen, and that's called Trumas Maiser. In the first and second year of the cycle, we take off Maiser Sheni. In the third year, there's no Maiser Sheni, there is Maiser Ani. As we've discussed many times, the chiyuv to take off trumas and maisris only begins after miruach, after the grain was completely processed. Now begins the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, the maiserishin that was given to the Levi, shenetel trumasoi, that the Levi took off the trumas maiser, such grain may be used for matzah. Says the Gemara, pshita, kivish shenetel trumasoi, once the trumas maiser was removed, Chulin Hava. Maaser Rishon is considered Chulin. And even though the Maaser Rishon is given to the Levi, everyone may eat Maaser Rishon. So of course, it can be used to bake matzah. Answers the Gemara, like Tzricha Shegdimu B'Shebalim. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where the Maaser Rishon was taken by the Levi when it was still in the stalks and wasn't completely processed. V'nitlam and Trumas Maaser. The Trumas Maaser from that Maaser Rishon was removed to give to the Kohen. However, since the Levi took this grain at such an early stage, Truma Gedoyla. Truma Gedoyla was not removed. And this, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Ravua. Dom Ravua, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Maaser Rishon Shegdimu B'Shebalim. If you take Maaser Rishon at this very early state, Pata Mitruma Gedoyla is Pata from Truma Gedoyla. Shenemar, because the pasuk that discusses Maaser Rishon says Trumas Hashem Maaser Mena Maaser, the Levi always has to remove 10%. Maaser Mena Maaser, he has to remove the 10%, which is the Truma Gedoyla Marti L'cha, must be always given to the Kohen. V'loi Truma Gedoyla V'Trumas Maaser Mena Maaser. But if at certain times the Levi doesn't have to take off Truma Gedoyla, Amalei Papa Labaya Ela Me'ata. So according to this, maybe the halacha would be a filig dima b'kri, that even if the Levi took his Maaser Rishon after the tefuah was processed, the same halacha maybe ought to apply. And nami lifter, he should only have to give trumas maaser and not have to give truma gedayla. Amle, to which Abai responds, alecha amakra, regarding such a situation, the pasuk says, "Mikol matnoi seichem trimu es kol trumas Hashem." So the Torah says that in certain situations you have to give kol trumas Hashem, both the truma gedayla and the trumas maaser. When, if the Levi took it after it was already processed, ask the Gemara Ma'ari Isa. Why am I saying that if it was processed, then the Levi has to give, and he took it before Truma Gedoyla was given, then he has to separate both Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Maaser. And why is the halacha that if it wasn't yet processed, does the Levi only have to take off Trumas Maaser, but not Truma Gedoyla? Why do we explain the psukim this way? Answers the Gemara, hi Itkin, once it's processed, so there's a chiv of Truma Gedoyla. And since there's a chiv of Truma Gedoyla, the Levi who took the produce, that took the grain at such an early state, he still carries the responsibility of removing the Truma Gedoyla. Whereas Hai Lo Yitkin, since it wasn't completely processed, so there was no chiv Truma Gedoyla that he has to give. Of course, the Rishayim asked the question, why would I say the other way around? That if it was processed, I only have to take off Trumas Maaser. But if it wasn't processed, then I have to take off Truma Gedoyla. So I saw that the Ran answers the question, And he says that if it was processed, so there the person who receives it, the kohen who receives it, may think that the truma gedola was already removed. So therefore, we maybe have, if it wasn't processed, he knows it wasn't removed. And therefore, maybe we should be mechuyev to take it. Whereas where he doesn't know, we should be more lenient. Kamashmalon, that's not the way we understand. We learned further in the Mishnah, Ma'asisheni v'hegdish yeniftu, Ma'asisheni v'hegdish that were redeemed, can be used for matzah. Pshita, answers the Gemara, the halacha is that when you pay the Ma'asisheni, or you pay the hegdish, you have to take off, you have to add a fifth. And our Mishnah is referring to a situation, Hoch Ma'askinen, Kshinosan as a Karen, the person gave the Karen, but he didn't have the fifth. Kamashmalon, the fifth is not Makav. The Kohanim, we learned in the Mishnah, the Kohanim, a Yoitza, Achilas Matzah, Bechala, and Truma. Ask them, Pshita. Of course, they may eat Chal and Truma. Koy may eat Chal and Truma. So if he may eat Chal and Truma, he can be Yoitza the Mitzvah with them. Answers the Gemara, Ma the Tema, the Matzah Shovel Chal Odom Binim, that the only grain that be used to bake matzah is something that everyone could eat, and Truma and Challah may only be eaten by Kohanim, Kamash Malon. That's why the Mishnah to teach us matzahs. The Torah uses the words matzahs a number of times. Reba to tell us that even though these grains, the Challah, the Truma, may only be eaten by Kohanim, they're still allowed to be used to bake matzah. Avloi b'tevel, one may not use tevel for matzah. Says the Mar, of course, pshita. We may not eat tevel. And anything that we may not eat, you can't use for matzah. Answers the Gemara, L'tzrich v'tevel tevel medrabonin. We're speaking about which is only tevel medrabonin. For example, shazar b'atzot shein anokav, that you planted grain in a flower pot that doesn't have in it a hole. And the halacha is that's tevel only medrabonin. And the Mishnah is teaching us that you can't use such tevel. Why not? Asked the Sfasemis. Isn't the halacha that essay, doicha loisa say, and certainly the mitzvah essay of eating matzah should be doicha the tevel midrabonin? So he explains two ways. One explanation he gives, three explanations. One is that he says that the Torah says, loisosor. We have to follow what the Torah said and what the rabbanon say. And if in eating this matzah, we're going to be over loisosor, then the matzah is disqualified. Another explanation he gives, which is a very fundamental discussion, he says that it's considered a mitzvah baba avera. Eating tevel, even though it's tevel with the rabbanon, it's a mitzvah baba avera. And he says, even though, as we're learning now, it's an avera midrabanan, so he suggests that it could be considered a mitzvah baba avera, even though you're trying to fulfill a mitzvah daraisa, and the avera that you're violating is avera midrabanan, it still would be considered a mitzvah baba avera. Another explanation he gives is that indeed the first kazayis of matzah that would be tevel medrabanan should be allowed to be eaten, because that should soup the iser of tevel medrabanan should be pushed aside in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah deraisa. However, that would only allow us to eat the minimal amount to mekayim the mitzvah. There would be no right to eat more than that. And because Chazal were concerned that you may come to eat even more than what you're allowed to eat, that's why you shouldn't eat tevel medrabanan for even the first kazayis of matzah. We learned further in the Mishnah, you cannot use for matzah v'loy b'maisarishin shloinet to trumasa. If the truma was not removed from the maisarishin, then it can't be used for matzah. Ask them, pshita, if the truma wasn't removed from the maaserishin, it's tevel. And as we just learned, tevel can't be used for matzah. Answers the Gemara, as we explained, letzricha shekdima b'kri. The Levi took his maaserishin when it was already processed. Madatem, we make say that the halacha is k'amalei Rav Papa Labaya, that he wanted to suggest that even if the Levi got the Maisa Rishon at that late state, he only has to take off Trumas Maisa and not Truma Gedoyla. Kamashma K'dashani Lay, that no, that if the Levi got it when it's already completely processed, the halacha is that he has to take off both Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Maisa. And if he didn't take off both of them, it's considered full-fledged Tevel. And if it's considered full-fledged Tevel, it may obviously not be used for matzah. The Levi Maisa Shein V'Egdash Loi Niftu. Pshita, if they weren't redeemed, they're still Maisa Sheni, they're still Hagdish. Answers the Gemara, the Loilam the Niftu, or Mailif Niftu, they were redeemed, but they weren't redeemed, Shloi Niftu Kil Chosim, they weren't redeemed properly. Maisa Sheni Shepod Al Gabas Simon, they used a slug to be paid to the Maisa Sheni, and Rechmana Amar, and the Torah Akdosha says, when it comes to being paid to the Maisa, Vitzarta Kesef, Kesef, Davashesh Lev Tzura, we may only use coins that are minted. Hegdish shechilu agav karka. A chedish refers to a situation that they were pointed on real estate. And Rachman Amar the Torah says that when it comes to being pointed meiser v'nosin akesa v'kamloi, it has to be money that's movable. Real estate is obviously not movable. Tanabon says the Braisa, yachol yotze adim de chavasoi b'tevel shloi niskin. You might think that you could use tevel that were trumas and maisers, which weren't removed. You could be yoytze mitzvah matzah. Ask the Gemara on the wording. Call tevel nami loy niskin. The actual definition of tevel is that it's loy niskil. So of course, what is the brisa mean? What is the wording in the brisa? Answers the Gemara. But tevel shloy niskin called tzarkai. It means that not everything that has to be done, not all of the trumas and maisers that have to be removed were removed. For example, Truma Gedoyla was removed from this grain, or Meiser Rishon was removed, Meiser Sheni, or in a year where Meiser Ani has to be removed, Meiser Ani was everything was removed, but not the Meiser Money, and the Meiser Ani has no Kedusha, because the Meiser Ani, just you have to give to the poor person, so we would think that the Tevel from which the Meiser Ani wasn't removed, still should be used, that grain should be usable for matzah. That's what the Braisa says, that no, any type of tevel may not be used for matzah. Minayin, where do we know this halacha from? Says the Gemara, Tamaloy Meloy Soichalov Chametz. Anything who is sur Mishim Ba'atoich Chametz. Any time when we have a matzah, that Chas V'Sholem, it was left to turn into Chametz, that type of matzah, that's the only problem. That's what can be used for matzah. Yotzezeh, when we have matzah that was made out of tevel, that ain't esur mishum ba'al toichel chametz. The isser is not just ba'al toichel chametz. There's another isser attached to this, and that's the isser ba'al toichel tevel. Ask the Gemara, but how could I say that there is no isser chametz? Isser the chametz like an Oslo. Of course there's an isser chametz on this. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, who is the tan of this brisa? The tan of this brisa is the is Rav Shimon. Dama Enes Echal Alissa. Rav Shimon says that whenever we have one Isser, another Isser cannot fall on it. And here too, once it's Usser because of the Isser of Tevel, then the Isser of Chametz cannot fall on it. So the question is, the Rishonim ask, why don't I say Esser Daichalaisa say? And therefore, the essay of Achilles Matzah should be Doicha, the Lois essay of Tevel. So actually, the Yerushalmi asked this question, and the Yerushalmi says that an essay from Lefnei Matan Torah, an essay that was already given before Matan Torah, does not have the ability to be Doicha Lois essay. And the essay of eating Matzah obviously was already given before Matan Torah. Another explanation the Shagas Ari gives, he says, eating tevel carries with it the oynish amisab de shemayim. He says, even though we say essay doich loisa say, we don't say essa doich loisa say when there's an isser amisab de, when the loisa say carries a misab de shemayim oynish. I, what's going to be a maisa sheni? There is no misab de shemayim for eating maisa sheni outside Yerushalayim. So he says, on the chiyav eating ma'aser sheni Yerushalayim, there's a loisa say to eat it atzer Yerushalayim, and there's also a mitzvah say to eat it in Yerushalayim. The rule is, says the Shagas Aryeh, that essay doicha loisa say, but essay is not doicha a loisa say vasay. And eating ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim is loisa say vasay. The Tanya. So Agamara says Rav Shimon is the man dom that says we always say ein esachal eser. The Tanya of Shimon Omer. If son Yechman Slon eats a nevela on Yom Kippur, he's potter for eating on Yom Kippur, because the issa nevela came first. And Tosfos discusses the very maskal oichel. That's only because it was a nevela before Yom Kippur. What would be the halacha, discusses Tosfos, if it became a nevela on Yom Kippur? So then the two isurim came simultaneously. So Tosfos says that even before Yom Kippur, it would still be usur because of the Isser of Eina Zavuach. It's meat that wasn't slaughtered, and of course we can't eat meat that wasn't slaughtered properly. Rav Vina Amafil Tem Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan who would not apply here the concept of Eina Sechala Isser will agree that you can't be Yoytza Matzah with Tevel. Because they teach us, Mishi Sur Mishim Ba'atah Chametz Bovad. What could be used for matzah? Only something that could become chametz. Yotzeh that has another yisura. Ein yisur mishum b'al toichel chametz bavad, af mishum b'al toichel tevel. And since it comes with that isur, also it can't be used for matzah. Ask the marmidi b'lvad k'siv. Where does the Torah say, when it speaks about b'al toichel chametz, that it should be b'lvad, that that's the only possible isur? Ella says tomorrow we have to go back to Rav Sheshes Teretz, that our Bryce is following the opinion of Rav Shimon that says Ein Esechal Alissa in all times, and therefore the Issa Chometz cannot be Chal on the Issa Tevel, and therefore cannot be used for Matzah.